Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 16, Letter Number 6006, Baruch Hashem, the 22nd Day of Tevis, Tosh Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe said, by the way, the Rebbe says, this is in the middle of a letter, I got a report yesterday that in Brandeis, closed a department in Brandeis, or in the Brandeis department, I'm not exactly sure. I don't know if he's talking about the university, Brandeis, or it seems like in the section, Brandeis, you can tell that there is a sort of an awakening to look for a religious lifestyle. And the Rebbe says, although for sure, as of now, we need to really look in, do they really know? It says, whether they know, I think the word is imur and aleph, if they know what they're searching for. Because, you know, they say they're looking, as you know, the expression, the saying of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that when the soul is thirsty for the godly spark, even though the body doesn't sense that, doesn't feel that, doesn't even know about it, doesn't know about it at all, he is hungry for the bread. That means because the soul wants it. So even, you know, they're looking for something, everybody's looking for something, and you know, they may not know exactly what they're looking for, but that soul that's in them, in a way that they don't even know, and super conscious in their, in the back of their mind, and, you know, super conscious, they're looking for things because they're really looking for Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe blessed him with success to spread authentic Judaism, which means to practical mitzvahs in your community, your environment, and wherever you can reach, wherever you're in a wide way, and for good news. And I don't know, I'm wondering if this had to do with that university. Maybe it was first a section called Brandeis, or maybe it's something else, I don't know. Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16, Letter Number 6007, Baruch Hashem, the 23rd of Tevis, Tavshin Yud Ches, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. With pleasantness, I received your letter from the 16th of Tevis, in which you write the headlines from the wedding of your son, Shlita, in a good and auspicious time. And the Rebbe blesses them, Yirotzim, may be the will, that all of the blessings that the Jewish community, all the Jewish people blessed you, they blessed this young couple, Sheikhi, they should be fulfilled fully, both physically and spiritually. So everybody blesses the young couple, and the Rebbe's blessing, that their blessing should be fulfilled. And you, and that's the father, and your wife, the mother, Tichya, should have from them lots of chassidish nachas for long days and good years. Now, that's a bracha for the wedding. At Ol Chabad's wedding, they recite a discourse, a mimer. But in some places, they have the tradition that they interrupt the middle. They don't let him finish the talk. I guess originally it's made for maybe because if they couldn't say it well, so they didn't want to put him through that. But he was telling the Rebbe that his son started the mimer and they interrupted him. That was as the custom is when the chassan, when the groom says a Torah, they interrupt him. So the Rebbe says it's known something like this happened and one of the festivities in which my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, was present. And they came with an argument, and he wanted them to finish the maimer. They came with an argument, but it's a tradition. It's a tradition to interrupt. And he said, he advised, let him finish the maimer completely. And as far as fulfilling the custom, he should start over again and then let them interrupt him. You know, say the whole maimer, and you want to fulfill the minhag of interrupting, start it over again, and then they will interrupt you. Since the Rebbe says you don't mention anything about your health, I'm assuming for sure everything is in order, everything is in peace. I bless for good news all days in your personal and public matters, which really are one dependent on the other. If there is blessings in the personal, blessing in the general, they hinge one another. So previous letter, we learned the Rebbe was also very strong to a chassan. In letter number 5872, he also wrote to the Rebbe something about it, about that interruption, and the Rebbe was very strongly that the maimer, you have to say the whole thing, and you can't know which is the most important. The Rebbe instructed over there that during the Sheva Brachas they should say it again. But in any way, in this case, the Rebbe was told him by the Friedrich Rebbe, said, if you want to fulfill the minhag of interrupting, let him start again, but let him finish. But the Rebbe blesses them with all the blessings that everybody blessed him. And the Rebbe is hopeful that all of his health is good, as he doesn't mention about it, and the Rebbe blesses him with good news. Okay.